Unit 9. Thriving Without Arms. Seventeen-year-old James Dennehy has no arms. Yet he does not want anyone to feel sorry for him. He wants them to laugh. That is because he is always telling jokes. He loves to make others laugh. James lives a fulfilling life. He says his strong toes help him. His sense of humor helps too. In many ways, his life is much like other teenagers' lives. Both James and his older brother George were born without arms in India. Their parents came from the United States to adopt them. The brother became part of a family of 12 children. James's parents taught their sons to cope. They could do great without arms. They could use other parts of their body. James uses his legs and feet. They work like arms and hands. He uses his feet to eat, write, type, cook, and brush his teeth. He can even send text messages using his big toes. He recently learned how to drive a car. He controls the wheel with one foot. His other foot operates the accelerator and brake. James is a good basketball player, too. One college coach was impressed by James' free throw skills. He took a video of him and showed it to his team. James's friends see him as a normal friend. They do not think of him as disabled. They say he is a great guy with an incredible sense of humor. Once a little girl asked him what happened to his arms. "I did not eat my veggies when I was your age," he joked. "So be sure to eat yours." James's attitude is catching. He has lots of joy. It spills over to others. They become cheerful too. What is his advice to other kids? Accept yourself. We are all unique in our own ways. My way is just more obvious. We need to be proud of our differences.